Sin is shut out, and they are shut in, by Charles Spurgeon. The sound of weeping and crying will be heard no more, Isaiah 65:19. The glorified weep no more, because all causes of grief are gone. There are no broken friendships, nor blighted prospects in heaven. Poverty, famine, peril, persecution, and slander are unknown there. No pain distresses, and no thought of death or bereavement saddens. They weep no more because they are perfectly sanctified. No evil heart of unbelief prompts them to depart from the living God. They are without fault before His throne and are fully conformed to His image. Well may they cease to mourn who have ceased to sin. They weep no more because all fear of change is past. They know that they are eternally secure. Sin is shut out and they are shut in. They dwell within a city which shall never be stormed. They bask in a sun which shall never set. They drink of a river which shall never run dry. They pluck fruit from a tree which shall never wither. Countless cycles may revolve, but eternity shall not be exhausted, and while eternity endures, their immortality and blessedness shall coexist with it. They are forever with the Lord. They weep no more, because every desire is fulfilled. They cannot wish for anything which they don't already have in full possession. Eye and ear, heart and hand, mind and imagination, desire and affection, all the faculties are completely satisfied. As imperfect as our present ideas are of the things which God has prepared for those who love Him, yet we know enough by the revelation of the Spirit that the glorified saints are supremely blessed. The joy of Christ, which is an infinite fullness of delight, is in them. They bathe forever in the bottomless, shoreless sea of infinite blessedness. That same joyful rest remains for us. It may not be far distant. Before long, the weeping willow shall be exchanged for the palm branch of victory. Sorrow's dewdrops will be transformed into the pearls of everlasting bliss. The sound of weeping and crying will be heard no more. Therefore, comfort one another with these words.